Morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to a less windy day for sure. We have two guests with us today, Dottie Krogh and Brigham Hoig. And most people would guess we're going to talk about gardening and plants. It's just the way we are. So, Dottie, we have this, I'm calling it a triple treat coming up.
Triple treat, yes. We have a big event on Saturday. It is the Cass County Master Gardeners annual spring plant sale. So we will be having perennials divided from the Master Gardeners' gardens. And we'll also have a larger selection than usual of garden tools, garden decor, and gardening books. And then we also will have a special guest. The Grow Another Row is bringing some vendors to sell food plants.
So whatever you need in terms of gardening, you better be at the plant sale at 8 o'clock this Saturday morning.
Yes.
But don't wait till noon.
Right. We start promptly at 8 o'clock. We usually have people lined up to get the best selection, and by 10 o'clock we are gone. We are sold out. So,
and that's always the good news when it's sold out. People find great bargains, find just the plants they're looking for. We'll come back to that in a little bit. So Brigham,
yes,
you're the Grow Another Row talker here this morning.
Tell representative this morning. Yeah.
Yes, yes. So tell us how this sort of came about and what part you're playing.
Yeah, cool. So just as a refresher, Grow Another Row is a program in Cass County that encouraged folks who grow food in really any capacity to grow a little bit more to share with others. And we encourage backyard gardeners to grow, for example, an extra tomato plant. So Master Gardeners have been partnering with us, and I think this is just the coolest thing. We are going to have a couple of local vendors selling food plants at the Master Gardeners plant sale this year. So, for example, Denise O'Brien with Rolling Acres Farm and Sue Irvin with Sue's Country Garden are going to be there, and they're going to be selling things like tomato plants, pepper plants, herbs, and more.
Yes. So there will be a wide variety. You know, we always start with, they're going to be selling tomato plants. And
yeah,
that's one thing that people are always looking for. But there's lots more than that,
too. There's lots more.
So you want to come and take a look at. And I'm thinking that most of them are going to be ready to put in the ground.
Yes. And it's a great time of year to actually plant those plants. We hope we're over, like, the coldest of the cold, right?
But saying that, a week or so ago, the lowest temperature in history was, like, 24 degrees on a May day. So I still go by that old thing that May 15 is the frost-free date. Some folks say it's earlier than that. But whatever, if you want to be safe, maybe 15. So when these, let's talk a little more about Grow Another Row, because what happens to that food? So you grow a little extra. Where does it go?
Yeah. So we have just so many awesome partners across the county. We have different donation sites across the county. So first things first, we always partner with all four local pantries. There's a pantry in Anita, Griswold, Atlantic, and Cumberland. But we also have produce stands, quote unquote, around the county in different locations. And if you haven't seen these stands yet, it's really exciting. Barb and Randy Fisher out of Marnie built us five stands that we've got around the county, and then some volunteers painted them some really fun colors. So we're going to have some of these stands at some of these locations as well. But different locations include, like, the Lewis Public Library, Atlantic Public Library, Anita Public Library. We've got a lot of public libraries partnering.
Eat and increase your mind power, too. You can do both at the same time. And, you know, as you have those stands out there, just say people who are growing extra are going to come and bring their produce there. Mm-hmm. And then anybody who wants produce comes and gets there.
Absolutely. Yep. Leave what you've got ready to share. You know, produce doesn't wait, so we got to share it immediately.
That's true. And if growers need more information, well, anybody needs more information, they can always contact you about that, too. And I know you're going to continue to put information out about that. So, Dottie, let's go back to plant sale a little bit, because there is a difference. The plant sale that we've always done is donation, whatever people want to give for their plant.
Right, totally a free will donation.
Versus these other plants, there will be a price on. So just kind of forewarn folks that that's the way that's going to be. What's going to be there, Dottie?
Well, so it's been kind of a little bit of a tough spring for gardeners because it's been so cold and rainy. So it's been hard to get out in the garden. But so far I have confirmed hostas, daylilies, clematis, salvia, perennial geranium, some grasses, ferns, and sedum, We usually also have iris, coral bells, maybe some herbs, house plants, grape hyacinth. So, but I'm sure there are other plants that people have now found out in their garden that they've dug up and will bring on Saturday.
Yeah, it's been an interesting spring for sure to find out what's there.
Right, and I would guess the plants may not be as big as they usually are for the plant sale, but they'll be good, healthy plants.
Oh, yeah, so they'll be great to put into the place wherever you want them. So look around, folks. Where do you have an empty spot that you want to fill in? And, Dottie, one of the things that's, well, a couple of things that's really helpful. These almost always are labeled.
Yes, we try to make sure we label the plants, so whether they belong in the sun or the shade or both, maybe what color they are, the name of the plant, and some special instructions for caring for the plant, probably how tall it will grow, those kind of things mm-hmm. that are very helpful.
And then there will be a few master gardeners there besides you.
We will be there, yes, we will be there to answer questions and give suggestions. If you want to know about a certain plant or what plant would work in a particular area, we'll be there to help you. We also have an information table, just free information about planting and about master gardeners.
If you know you're going to buy some plants, it would be okay to bring a tote or a box, although you always have some there.
We always have some there, but it's a really good idea to bring your own if you have them available. Yes. Makes it easier.
And then you can just keep picking them up.
You can buy more plants. Yes.
Exactly. Okay, so we've talked about the vegetables, the ready to plant, and the plants that we usually expect, but that third area we haven't talked much about. The third part of this sale that's not plants.
Yes, so we're going to have a more than usual amount of garden decor. We usually have some, but we've had a couple members that have moved, and so they have things to donate, watering cans, maybe some pots, just ornaments for your garden, a bigger selection than usual. We also have a big selection of gardening books that will for you to choose from.
Okay, so if you're not looking for something new to plant, you still might find something new to put in your garden.
Definitely. You never have enough art in your garden.
Always find another spot, for sure. And, Dottie, so the money comes in, obviously, for the donated plant sale. What happens to that money?
So we have about three different ways that we really use the money. We have grants mm-hmm. that we give out. That application period just closed last week, encouraging nonprofits to apply for grants to do their landscaping. We have a scholarship, which will be awarded this week, actually, to an individual from Atlantic High School.
We have
David's garden. We have a couple.
Say,
yeah,
and
we
and
have
Saren's
a couple.
Garden, yeah.
We have Saren's garden at the community building. Then we have David's corner at the city park, where we take care of the plants and
so there's put always
plants in.
Supplies
yes.
needed. There
Those
too.
Are the primary ways that we use our funds.
Yeah,
it all goes back to the community.
That's right. Good. Good for sharing. So, Brigham, let's talk a little more. Actually, this can be between the two of you because the Master Gardeners and Grow Another Row have requested this grant money with this program of all kinds of things. So tell us a little bit about what that's entails.
Yeah, the Cass County Master Gardeners and Grow Another Row received a grant to work on giving folks food access, helping more folks garden who might not be able to. So, for example, we're visiting all the food pantries and asking everybody, would you like a tomato plant? Would you like a pepper plant? Some other things like that. And we actually did our first stop at the Anita Pantry last Saturday, and every single car said, yes, I'd love to have some plants. So I think it shows that people are interested, and it's going to be a great summer.
Mm-hmm. And then in addition to that, I believe there's plans some presentations, maybe out in the garden, wherever, about using some of that harvest?
Yes, there are going to be some of those, too. So presentations about growing, presentations about how to prepare that food. You'll see us, like, at Mollett Park and the Anita City Park, for example.
So people need to listen up. And it doesn't make any difference whether you've gotten produce from the food pantry or you just want to come to those. I mean, that's open to everybody, so kind of listen up for the opportunities. Who knows, you might learn to like something you haven't used before. It's always easier to try it on a little bitty piece before you jump in and do the whole thing.
There you go.
Yes.
Well, remember a tomato plant. You can grow a tomato plant in a pot on your front porch if you want to. You don't have to have a garden.
Yes, and we are giving those away specifically for folks who might not have a yard or a garden or maybe can't physically garden at this time.
Mm-hmm. And actually, there's a lot of things that you can grow in containers.
There are.
Mm-hmm. Some people think you have a garden, you have to dig up your whole yard or something, and much smarter just to stick small, especially at the beginning. It's real easy when the weather's nice to get very enthusiastic about planting and planting and planting, but remembering that has to be weeded and harvested.
So, yes, definitely.
So, Dottie, what's one advantage of being a master gardener?
A master gardener, well, we get to work with plants all the time, and we get to hang around with people that love plants.
And Brigham, what's the most important thing about growing another row?
Oh, it's just such a good community connection, and you get to be supporting other folks while hanging around with plants.
Yes, there you go. Thank you much to Dottie Krogh and Brigham Hoig for visiting with us this morning. Remember the plant sale this Saturday beginning at 8 a.m., early in the morning. Until next time, here's a thought from Walt Whitman. Gardening is a matter of your enthusiasm holding up undisturbed.